Right, well, I hope you got all that. It's quite quick, isn't it? But I do think these videos are really good, just to give you that absolute overview. It was certainly helpful for me when I was sitting down and looking at it. I've probably watched that video maybe 4 or 5 times, but I did think it might be a good idea to actually read the book of Nehemiah as well. So you'll be pleased to know that I did set some time aside to read the book. It didn't take me 6 minutes. It took me a little bit longer. Thankfully, though, it's not the longest book in the Bible, but it certainly took me a little bit longer than the 6 minutes we've just had. But while I was reading it, I was really praying. I was saying, God, I really want you to highlight passages, verses, words that are really going to speak to you guys here at Christ Church this morning. Because it's really important that, yes, this book was written so long ago, but actually, like we've seen throughout this whole series of looking at the Old Testament characters, there's an awful lot, isn't there, that we can take away with us and put into practice in our days today. So, if you remember on the video, one of the first things we see is Nehemiah was the cupbearer to the king. And he went one day, and in the Bible it actually says he looked sad. And the king obviously had a really good relationship with Nehemiah at this point. And the king notices, and he says to Nehemiah, he says, "You look sad. What is it you want?" Now, this is the bit that really got me. Because the next part from the Bible, it says, because it's from the first person, so this is Nehemiah saying, "Then I prayed to God of heaven." Nehemiah went into the whole conversation with the king, having given it to God before he even opened his mouth. How many times can we say we do that when we go into conversations? I know I don't. I do it hardly any time, but he did in this passage. And then you saw, didn't you, from the video, it was really good. The king just said, yes, go, gave him everything he needed to go and go back to Jerusalem. Nehemiah knew the faithfulness of God, and his prayer is answered, and off he goes to Jerusalem. And then, well, he arrives at Jerusalem and he takes a little bit of time to have a look round. As you can see, our wall is pretty broken. It would have taken an awful long time to put that wall back together. What we see is that Nehemiah brings the community together. They become the people of God. They need to work together. 52 days to build a wall round a city. I don't know about you, but that's pretty impressive. But there were 4 key words that came up on that video, and I think those 4 key words are what we need to take away with us today. They rebuilt the city. They restored what sin had destroyed. They repented of their part in it, and they returned to God. If we're going to be a God-shaped community here at Christ Church or in other churches, wherever we've come from today, we need to make sure that we keep our eyes on God. And sometimes I do think that we are guilty of setting our own agenda. We need to work together. By working together, the Israelites that had returned built the wall in record time. And if they'd not done so as a team, then it would have taken much, much longer. Or it might not have been completed at all. Everyone played their part, just like everyone here can play their part. Everyone has something to offer. We're thinking today about what does a God-shaped community look like? And that's what our focus of our zones is going to be today. We're going to spend time, whatever zone you go into, it's time to focus our hearts and minds on God and what it means to be a God-shaped community. But one of the key things that I really took from this passage was that when Ezra came and talked to them about the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, before they did anything else, they repented because they needed to clear their lives of all the things that they'd done wrong. They knew that they had left God behind and they needed to come and they needed to repent. They needed to wipe the slate clean. They needed forgiveness before they could then go and rebuild that community. And so before we go to our zones this morning, I'd like to do that with us this morning. We're going to say the confession together. It's really important to spend a bit of time thinking through the things that we know we've done where we have not made God our focus, where we've said things, thought things, and done things that we know would not please God. God, you are great and you made everything. You have done great things for us. You have made us your people through Jesus. We have given us wise rules for living, but we have chosen to go our own way. We have lived as we wanted. We have been unkind to others. We have been greedy and selfish. But you are a good and forgiving God, and we are sorry that we have got it wrong. Please forgive us and help us to live as you want. Amen. It's wonderful to know that Jesus Christ forgives us all. And as forgiven people, we can move forward knowing that God is in our lives and that we are his people.